Hello, welcome to your daily briefing. June the 28th, 2021. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can continue our study today. We're grateful for all that you've shown us in the past and how you have warned us in advance. We ask that you would give us the strength today that we need to bear up and follow through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we want to take a look at an article found in the Washington Post, and it was published on June the 17th, but all of the information in this article has spread forward to the time in which we are in right now. And the title of the article is, Mega Heat Wave is Peaking in the West, Breaking Records and Intensifying Drought and Fires. Quite a long subject, but let's read it again. It's in the Washington Post, published June the 17th, 2021. And the title, Mega Heat Wave is Peaking in the West, Breaking Records and Intensifying Drought and Fires. The writer of the article, writers of the article, is Jason Sumnow, S-O-N-E, N-O-W, and Diana Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D. And of course, you know, we've been told in the spirit of prophecy and in the word of God that there will be storms and pestilences and famines and all kinds of things that will be happening. Well, it's happening. The title again, Mega Heat Wave is Peaking in the West, Breaking Records and Intensifying Drought and Fires. Here's the article. One of the most extreme heat waves ever observed in the western United States this early in the season is near its climax. The punishing blast of heat, which began Sunday, has set hundreds of records while simultaneously worsening historically severe drought, intensifying fires, and degrading air quality. About 40 million Americans have endured triple-digit heat, and more than 50 million have been under excessive heat warnings this week. After focusing in the northern and central Rockies earlier in the week, the core of the heat has shifted into the desert southwest and California's Central Valley, where scores of additional records are predicted to fall through Saturday. While it's just mid-June and the hottest time of the year is historically still weeks away, temperatures have matched their highest ever observed levels in parts of Utah, Wyoming, and Montana, Salt Lake City, Sheridan, and Laramie, and Billings, Montana. All have made history Tuesday, soaring to 107, 107, 94, and 108 degrees respectively. California's extreme drought has forced farm manager Salvador Parra to follow 2,000 of his acres and dig deep for water to save the crops already planted. On Wednesday, the mercury in Las Vegas swelled to 116, just 1 degree shy of its highest temperature ever recorded. Death Valley, California, famous for holding the world's record for heat, hit 125 degrees, the biggest temperature reached this year in the United States. Denver hit the century mark for a second straight day Wednesday, the earliest in the season it has reached 100 twice in a row. What we are seeing in the western U.S. this week, I'd be comfortable calling it a mega heat wave because it is breaking 100 plus year round. And it is affecting a wide region, said a professor at Boise State University who specializes in climate extremes. The mega heat wave is being supercharged by climate change, scientists say. Currently, climate change has caused rare heat waves to be 3 to 5 degrees warmer over most of the United States. Michael Wiener, a climate scientist at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, wrote in an analysis published on Tuesday that this is exactly what is happening. Forecasters fear that the longevity and intensity of the heat, which is the leading cause of weather-related deaths in the typical year in the United States, will take a toll on people's health. They continue to issue dire warnings. This magnitude and duration of heat is dangerous. Limit outdoor exposure and drink plenty of water. The National Weather Service Las Vegas posted on its website Thursday that this is the way to go. The interaction of the blistering heat and the toxic soup of air pollutants has resulted in pockets of poor air quality, the worst in years in some locations. Parts of Phoenix saw the worst air quality since at least 1980 on Tuesday. An air quality expert said at NASA. On Wednesday, several areas east of Los Angeles also experienced unhealthy air. In a vicious, self-reinforcing cycle, the heat has intensified the historic drought plaguing the West, which has in turn exacerbated the heat. Nearly 55% of the West is experiencing an extreme and exceptional drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Soil moisture is at of or near the lowest levels since in more than 120 years in many areas. So energy that would normally go into evaporation is directly heating the air and surfaces instead. Meanwhile, the hot, dry air has created tinderbox conditions and blazes have erupted in several areas. The fire risk on Thursday is particularly worrisome because of the prediction for dry lighting in parts of the West, which is a major ignition source. Excessive heat warnings Thursday blanketed much of California outside coastal and mountainous areas, southern Nevada, western and southern Arizona, and southern Utah. In many of these areas, high temperatures are forecast to exceed 100 or even 120 degrees in desert areas of Southern California. In Phoenix, the high the next 3 days is expected to reach 116 or 117 degrees, probably breaking daily records on Thursday and Friday. In Las Vegas, highs are predicted to reach 113 or 114 through Saturday, near daily record. Tucson is forecast to reach 114 or 115 degrees through Saturday and about 110 on Sunday. It has already hit 110 on 5 consecutive days and threatens to extend the streak to 8 or 9 days, breaking the record for its longest such streak of 6 days. The Weather Service in Las Vegas says both Arizona and Nevada have a chance of challenging state records for their highest temperatures ever observed of 120 and 125 degrees, respectively. Death Valley, California, is predicted to have forecast highs between 125 and 126 degrees through Saturday, just a few degrees shy of its highest June temperature on record of 129 degrees set in 2013. Fresno and Bakersfield, California, are predicted to have highs of 107 to 110 degrees Thursday through Saturday, near record levels. Sacramento is predicted to see high near 110 on Thursday and 107 on Friday, near record levels. Some relief will gradually arrive. By Sunday and into next week, the heat is predicted to transition from record challenging to simply above normal. Heat and drought combine to create volatile fire conditions that will continue through the summer. In the meantime, the sweltering heat, low humidity, and moisture-starved land surface make for dangerous background conditions for the spread of fires. Already parched vegetation, by many measures at peak season dryness and breaking records for June, this is going to be even more flammable both during and after the heat wave. Since Sunday, wildfires have erupted in Arizona, California, Montana, Utah, Wyoming, and conditions are ripe for more. Red flag warnings for high fire danger are still in effect in Montana, Utah, and Wyoming. On Thursday, the Weather Service Storm Prediction Center is predicting possible dry lightning over broad regions of the West, which could spur fast-moving blazes. And this will become an even greater concern deeper into fire season when winds increase. My expectation is that we are going to have a dramatic fire season this year, Sade said. In vulnerable parts of California, the ground is as dry and vegetation flammable as it was last year, ahead of its worst wildfire season on record. Live fuel moistures remain at or near historic lows at all sites for June 15, meaning live fuels in the unit are currently as dry as they were during July the 15th, and I would like to say that it probably will be worse this year than it was last year. The heat wave and drought are happening against a backdrop of rising temperatures caused by the burning of fossil fuels. Simultaneous heat waves and droughts are on the rise, with climate change not only intensifying them, but increasing their extent. In a study published in September, there was a showing that extreme heat and extreme dryness are overlapping with increasingly frequent and obtuse web and wetness, and that rare high-end events have had an alarming jump since 1993. For example, dry hot extremes that should happen only once every 75 years occurred 3 or 4 times in the past 25 years in some regions. The most widespread and significant changes are found in the western United States. The professor says that as droughts worsen, heat waves and heat waves worsen droughts, people should not expect this cycle of warming and drying to break until there is a significant shift in weather patterns. We're still in June, so expect we're going to see a lot more heat than we used to see before. Now that's powerful, and the numbers are phenomenal. And you can check this out yourself. You'll find that in the Washington Post, published on June the 17th, 2021. The title of the article is Mega Heat Wave is Peaking in the West, Breaking Records and Intensifying Drought and Fires. There is another article much like it, but the title of that article is Record Crumble in Europe, Russia, Amid Scorching Heat Wave. So now what you're seeing here is this is not just the United States of America where this is happening, but based on the same journalism, the Washington Post, and this article was published on June the 24th by Matthew Capuzzi. The title again, Records Crumble in Europe, Russia, Amid Scorching Heat Wave. Here's that article. As temperatures approaching 115 degrees in the Pacific Northwest this weekend, a second regime of top-tier heat will scorch Europe amid a record-breaking heat wave. Monthly records have already fallen as highs climb to near 100 degrees in some areas, with temperatures in the Arctic Circle spiking close to 90 degrees. Moscow and St. Petersburg soared to their highest June temperatures on record Wednesday, reaching the mid-90s, while Estonia and Belarus established new all-time highs for the month of June this week. On Thursday, Hungary and Malta also set new June temperature records, hitting 104 degrees and 104.3 degrees. Highs some 20 degrees or more above average currently wrap across Central and Eastern Europe, with the greatest anomalies centered on Scandinavia and parts of western Russia. A second lobe of intense heat is parked over eastern Russia along the shores of the eastern Siberian Sea. Now this is serious. Exceptional heat waves, which are becoming disproportionately more significant and frequent during this time due to human-induced climate change, are the leading causes of weather-related facilities and, in most of the Europe and Asia, fatalities that have been increasing as time progresses. The first signs of warmth began percolating over the weekend in Arctic Russia, located along the Alaksan River at 75 degrees north of latitude. It hit 88.3 degrees on Saturday, while Konnene on island in the Laptev and East Siberian Seas managed 64 degrees. According to climate historian Herrera, it's the first time on record Konnene measured a reading so warm before the summer solstice. Now, I want you to know that in that part of the world, it's usually very cold. As a matter of fact, it's cold all the time. Very, very, very cold all the time. So when you read 72 degrees and 64 degrees in that part of the world, you know that this is an increase in temperature. Continuing. Temperature anomalies as modeled by the American GFS model for Thursday illustrates this exceptional heat across Eastern Europe and Western Russia as well. Simultaneously, the warmth was established in Europe. Sunday marked the fourth consecutive day that Germany reported a high degree above 95 degrees. A tropical night ensued Sunday evening, with 62 stations in Austria reporting lows above 20 degrees Celsius, which would have been about 70 degrees Fahrenheit. A morning low of 74.7 degrees was observed in Latvia, tying a record for the country's mildest overnight low. At least 10 new monthly records were established in Estonia on Sunday, with highs generally between 88 and 92 degrees. Kunda in northern Estonia, on the shores of the Gulf of Finland, snagged at 92.7 degree reading, barely half a degree away from a national record for the month of June that has stood for 116 years. Kunda is located at the same latitude as the southern tip of the Hudson Bay in Canada. Kunda later broke the record on Wednesday when highs of 93.4 occurred. Now, these numbers are really fantastic. I mean, when you look at that part of the world, as I said before, it's usually very, very cold over there. But if you notice what is happening now, the temperature is rising at an incredible rate. So you're talking about Finland above 92.5 degrees. And you're talking about Lascari in Sicily, Italy, about 110.7 degrees. Now that is phenomenal. And this is covering the entire world. The only places where the temperature is not measured high is where they are not yet measuring the temperature. Take, for instance, places like Serbia, registered 101 and 7 degrees, and Belarus reaching 96.4 degrees. Now, you're talking about a kind of increase that is incredible. Paris, 108.7 degrees. Now, that's high. What is happening here? Well, we've been told. We've been warned in advance that the world will change. We've been told that all of what we're seeing around us now is an indication of exactly the direction in which this world is headed. And you and I need to understand that this change will become more intense as time progresses. One last article, and the only reason why I'm going to share this with you is because it includes another nation. This one is found in the Al Jazeera website, and this was published on the 27th of June, 2021. And the title of this article is "Temperatures Soar as Heat Wave Hits Western U.S. and Canada. Now, we hadn't talked about Canada before. Here's what we're going to say about Canada. Authorities in the Western United States and Canada are warning residents to take precautions as an historic heat wave hit the region on Saturday, sending temperatures soaring and pushing local officials to open emergency cooling centers. Now, that's a little bit different from the rest of the articles that we read, right? Now they're opening emergency centers, trying to make sure that people have a place they can go and cool off for just a little bit. Here's the other paragraph. All of the U.S. states of Washington and Oregon and other parts of Idaho, Wyoming, and California were under an excessive heat warning as temperatures were to rise dramatically during the weekend and through next week. That would be this week. This event will likely be one of the most extreme and prolonged heat waves in the recorded history of the inland Northwest. Across the region, dozens of daily record high temperatures are expected to be set, with monthly and even all-time records in jeopardy of falling. So, of course, now you see what is happening in the United States of America. It's happening in Canada. It's happening in Europe. It is happening everywhere. North of the border, the Canadian government also issued a heat warning for parts of the western province of British Columbia, Alberta, and Saskatchewan, as well as Yukon and the Northwest Territories. And of course, as they look around you, you see that this will continue. As I said before, we've been warned about this. We've been warned of the changes. And we know what it means. It means, as is found in Matthew chapter 24 and Mark chapter 13 and Luke chapter 21, that these are all signs that precede the coming of our Lord. Are we ready? Have we paid attention to the signs that we're seeing being fulfilled? And are we spending the time that is necessary to resolve our issues with our Lord, to ask forgiveness, to come with an attitude of humility? Have we been doing that? Have you been doing that? Why not begin that process today? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your warnings. We thank you that you have told us in advance all that we are going to see happening around us. And we thank you. You've told us a means of correcting our mistakes and our errors. And so we come to you with an attitude of humility and repentance, asking that you would forgive us first and then complete the work that needs to be done in us so that we might be ready for that which is to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, June the 28th, 2021.